Do you think this vessel is from the geometric period or a different period? Why? This is actually a trick question. While earlier geometric period vessels don't appear to have any sort of animal or human figures on them, they begin to appear on pottery later. But what kind of animals are these? Are they deer? Horses? Bulls? It's hard for us to tell because we're used to looking at pictures of animals that are realistic, meaning they look just as if you were seeing them in front of you. But in ancient Greece, pictures of animals were supposed to tell you about the animal. For instance, this animal has four legs, two horns, and a large body. The artist chooses parts of the animal to emphasize in order to show what kind of animal this is. This technique is called stylization, and it was very common in images during this time period. Now let's think about what this vessel may have been used for. Consider its size and shape. It's small and doesn't have handles, perhaps similar to a modern cup, but in ancient Greece, cups were used for more than dining. They were also used to honor the gods. Ancient Greeks believed in a number of gods who controlled every aspect of Greek life. It was important to keep the gods happy, or else you could suffer from everything ranging from bad luck to death. One way to keep the gods happy was to honor them with gifts of food and drink. A mug like this would have been used to pour a liquid such as wine, milk, or honey onto the ground in honor of a god. And then you would pray your gift was well received.